What up, what it do, man? It's another week in the book. So this is the On Deck TV podcast. This week we're going to go over hip-hop scuffles. Fresh off the A Boogie and the Little B scuffle at the Rolling Loud joint, we're going to see what other hip-hop scuffles made the news and how we reacted to them and what happened afterwards. Also, new music came out over the weekend, man. We told y'all about that Muscle Gang, that Wu-Tang, and that Young Dog. Did you listen to any of it?
0 for 3.
Wow. Anyway, RealVilleMedia.com. Y'all go to RealVilleMedia.com and check out all the info on your favorite co-host.
Yep, and your favorite co-host is Animal Brown. That is I. You can also check out the other shows on the network, FSP, to get your sports fix. That's J-Ho, Big Jeff, and Howeezy. Also, the Ladies Room podcast. They got a new joint dropping sooner than you think. Shout out Rizzo and Anne-Marie. And last but not least, Fresh for Dummies, me and the homie J-Ho. We're giving you the preview for the fall fashion wear, what to rock during this autumn, all right? But in the meantime, in between time, let's get to this rap shit. What it do with the business is.
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, a.k.a. the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. Quinoa Ivory Waynes.
Oh, man.
Shout out to my guy on Instagram for that one.
Hey, man, y'all stop doing this.
Woo!
Y'all stop promoting
this
crap.
That was cold.
This is crap. Y'all stop promoting this and encouraging him, dude.
Shout out Bonus 1919.
With a real Animal Brown, please stand up. Hear ye, hear ye. We looking for the real Animal Brown.
That was
we
cold.
We still waiting on her to return our calls.
Keep them names coming, man. That was dope.
Yeah, that's funny.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Man, we went to the Ville. I got to see the fam. I ain't seen the fam in a long time, man. Shout out to Red Dot. I got to holler at him. I got to holler at Poe. Shout out my guy TK and Scoops, man. We got to go out and have fun this weekend, man. And, you know, are we going to talk about the live show? We had a good time over there with Dope Shit Only. Shout out to T-Roy, my guy.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the live show. It didn't go exactly as planned due to a little bit of technical difficulties, but that's how shit goes.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. That's what this business is about.
Absolutely. Shout out to those guys, Dope Shit Only crew, doing big things in the Ville, man, especially for the young up-and-coming artists, my love, which I got going on.
That's a fact. I had fun in Nashville, though, man. I got to see my people, man. What'd you do?
Man, I got to kick it with the homies. Shout out to home guys from the homies from FSP, Big Jeff, J-Hove. Recorded a little something. We cooked up a little something, maybe a mashup, maybe. We're going to let you more details on that at the end of the show, though.
Got that double disc heat for you.
Got to say that.
Tough.
But
look out for Friday.
Absolutely.
Right. Spoil it.
Wink, wink. A lot of things jumped off this weekend, real low key.
Did it?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, we're starting off with bad news.
Okay.
Little B, the bass god.
This is bad news?
Absolutely.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
My guy, Little B, while getting ready to perform at the Rolling Loud Festival, gets jumped by A Boogie with the Hoodie and his crew, and also allegedly PNB Rock and his crew. Now, how do we know that this happened? Because Little B took to the stage and said this.
Hey, man, A Boogie and his whole crew just jumped me in the back, man, and beat me up in the back, man. That shit crazy, man. Hey, but I'm going to tell y'all like this. It's all love. I don't promote violence. I'm never with the violence. So I love them, and it's all good. You feel me? It's all good. I said something about Boogie music, and they all got mad and they jumped me about that. So it's all good. I'm still here. I got jumped by like 10 motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
All right. As you heard, Little B.
This is your man's.
This is my guy. Yeah. He got jumped, blazer on and all, still on.
Full suit.
Full suit on. Now, whose looks worse in this situation, dog? Is it B, Lil B for saying what he said about A Boogie and then getting beat up? Or
the tweets.
Or A Boogie, exactly. Or A Boogie for jumping Lil B the bass god.
Is there a C? Can I go all of the above?
Them the two options.
Yeah, like that. I'm going all of the above. Everybody looks bad in this situation. 1-8, like, I don't know why Lil B feel like he can say what he said about people without getting any, reaction.
Right.
Like, you're not finna be out here speaking on my rap style, like, taking money out of my pocket, talking down about my crew, about how I conduct myself as an artist. And you an artist, and you got a lot of influence. Like, you're not about to do that out here. As PNB Rock and whoever it may be, what, A Boogie with the hoodie, like, if me and he had 10 people right there.
Easy.
If me and 6 people jump Lil B, ain't no announcements, dude. Like, you're not making it to the stage to be like, hey, I just got jumped by Spike Lee and his crew. It's all love, though, bro. Like, you know, you're not going to feel love for me. You're going to hate me because you're going to be in the hospital for so long because we fucked you up so bad and you mad. Like, it's not going to, like, no. You're not going up there to, like, say, hey, I still love you. You're tweeting out, like, I still mess with you guys, and it's been squashed in 2 days. It's almost make me feel like it's a publicity stunt.
Well, first off,
people getting beat up for publicity stunts now.
The reason why he was able to make it to the stage was because he got jumped by what looked like high schoolers.
Man.
Like, they all look
healthy. Those were kids.
I saw skinny jeans and backpacks. That was it.
Now, like Joe Budden said on Every Strike, you're not jumping me with a backpack, bro. You the first dude going out. You got that backpack on? Oh, it's a wrap. They got me on the ground. You on the ground, too. You taking all these foot stomps, too.
But I will say this, though. Mixed in the skinny jeans and backpacks was about 2 security guards, though. Because it was about 2 big niggas putting in work, too. So, like, he really didn't stand a chance. He had to go ahead and armadillo on up and just go and just take the fetal position, dude, and protect your mug, dude.
I ain't mad at Lil B for the armadillo on. I'm just mad at him for getting on stage and, like, showing love, though.
And he didn't even perform his set because he said they stole his equipment.
Y'all gonna show love? You gonna show love?
Was he dry snitching, though? Was that dry snitching?
No,
even though we saw the video, obviously it's 2017. Everything is on video.
I don't know if you would necessarily call it dry snitching. Like, who is Lil B, though?
He was on stage in front of thousands of people saying he just got jumped by, and he named the fucking accomplice.
I mean, but he ain't going to press charges is what I mean. Lil B ain't going down to the station to be like, hey, yeah, these dudes just jumped me and stole my laptop. I hope not. I wouldn't think so. With that being said, man, I don't think he put out that type of energy to get jumped and done like that. So that's why A Boogie and his whole camp was quick to, oh, yeah, everything squash and this and that. And I seen a lot of people saying he wouldn't have did that to Nipsey and made it out the building or Schoolboy or anybody else.
That's because that's
like
a different
LA
situation,
native.
Though.
Exactly.
Right.
So, like, I don't even know why that came up.
That's it. But the reason, so, okay, just to give some backstory, let's rewind to September 30th.
The tweets.
A tweet came out from the Bass God, and he said, I quote, "I feel like I rep New York hip-hop harder than some of the artists from New York. These New York artists sound like Future and Dej Loaf." Now, people automatically assume that he was talking about A Boogie because A Boogie has been compared to Dej Loaf. With his first single, That's My Shit, it sounded exactly like Dej Loaf.
Let me ask you this. Are those fighting words? If you're an artist,
somewhat.
Are those fighting words? Those ain't fighting words.
If you're 19, they are. Reason enough.
If they're coming from Lil B, they ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would respect it more even if he was responding to somebody like Joe Buttons, because that's cool to do now. Chance is doing it. What's his name? What's the other dude's name?
In Florida.
Russ is doing it. Like, that's a cool thing to do as a young artist. Say, hey, you're an old, bitter dude. So you can respond to that. But I'm not responding to Lil B, calling my music trash, bro. You did songs with Andy Milonakis.
Right.
Like, no.
Hey,
you can't
you know,
judge me. I got hits.
What's funny.
You don't.
I'll raise up off my boy Lil B, though.
He ain't got no hits.
Wonton Soup. Look
that's
that up.
Hit, bro.
That's
a YouTube sensation.
A Boogie's affiliate, Don Q, replied to that tweet.
What
a lot of people missed that.
What did he say?
He said, shut the fuck up.
That's real. Nigga, nobody want to hear that shit out. You done got your ass whooped. Playing with us, man. I just like that. Like I say, like for Lil B didn't take it serious enough, and I.
But
ain't
he never does, though.
I'm not saying that what he said warranted him getting his ass whooped, But if you gonna whoop his ass, then whoop his ass.
In teenage world, that's an ass. That's warranted. It don't take much.
They living.
And all it took was one person to do something. I'm telling you, that's how PNB Rock got thrown all into this, because him and they Boogie are on Atlantic. They were probably together.
Well, they canceled his performance too.
They canceled PNB shit. Yeah, they replaced him with Krayshawn, which is amazing. Right.
So it made you think that he had something to do.
Yeah, no, his people were there. But they probably just jumped in on it. Like, it was probably just one of them situations where, like, ah, shit, we whooping the ass. Let me get a couple licks in. I guarantee you that's all it was. Like, them 10 people. A Boogie didn't take 10 people from Harlem and get on a plane and go all the way to L.A. to do this fucking concert. I refuse to believe
it. But now he let them know if we see him, it's on site, though. Like, that's the unwritten memo going throughout the company office. If you ride with A Boogie and we're going to the Rolling Loud Festival, you know what I'm saying? If we see Lil B out there, we spring it on him.
That's fair.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That was the unwritten rule. We know that.
But real quick, though, if you go rewind back to when A Boogie really wasn't known like that and he had that first little single bubbling, he was in the XXL. With their whatever their come up section is, like up and coming or whatever. And he said that people say he sound like Dej Loaf on his song. Like, he said that shit a year and a half ago. This is nothing new.
That's what I'm saying. He an easy target, though.
Clearly. Because, you know, he not finna. Could he?
That's why he apologized.
Could he make some calls, though?
Who?
Lil B.
To who?
He ain't got no plugs out. On Cali? None? Zero?
Wait. You remember Lil B got sprung on, right?
Yeah, he got, but in the little interview.
Yeah, you remember that.
He got to protect his neck, dog.
That dude right there still walking and still popping out here in these streets. Well, I don't know about popping.
Exactly.
But he's still walking out here in these streets. So, like, if somebody sprung on any other, I ain't going to say any other rapper, but a lot of other rappers, then he probably would be.
Tiger? Could Tiger make some phone calls?
Tiger got that bread, though.
That's true.
What's the name of the t-shirt company they was talking about?
He got bread. Yeah, listen, they told us at Revolt. That he makes, what, about $250,000?
A month
off his t-shirt clothing line. Tiger. I don't believe it.
So he can pay somebody.
Not calling somebody a liar. That's just hard to believe. But, yes, he can make some phone calls simply because he got that bread. Damn, Lil B, you got to be more careful. Because when dude sprung on him, if you remember that shit, he ain't do nothing. I'm like, damn,
yeah,
bro.
He need to quit playing, though. Lil B need to quit playing with people, man.
Protect Lil B at all cost.
Why?
What? That's a legend.
Get him out of here.
He got his ass whooped by 10 people and then walked on stage 3 minutes later and professed peace and unity in the world.
I don't know what world.
It's a legend.
I don't know what world you're living in, but that's not legendary. That's not legendary shit. Getting whooped by 10 guys and walking like that's not legendary. You failed, bro.
You see, failed. Travis Scott and Schoolboy Q both shouted him out at the show.
Lil B?
Yep. They said, protect Lil B at all costs. Both of them said it.
I mean,
nothing. I ain't doing nothing.
I like Schoolboy. That's my guy. He get to the weights on Instagram.
He funny on Snap.
Like,
though.
Yeah, on Snapchat. Like I don't want no problems with him.
He funny.
But y'all relax. I don't even care about like Travis Scott. Like
protect Lil B.
Come on, man.
All right, let's move on to let's see if this is a legendary move.
Protect Lil B.
Yo, boy, Young Dolph. It's the last time we're going to talk about Dolph for a couple weeks.
Absolutely not. Not my boy. If I got to dispute any yo boys, that one. That one right there.
He's got a new line of merch to go along with his latest mixtape he just dropped last Friday. You know, some of the basic shit. T-shirt here, T-shirt there, long sleeve, all that good shit. But he also has a bulletproof flak jacket that reads bulletproof across the front. That's going for 85 bones for those keeping score.
That's going for 85 bones.
Absolutely. Now, my question is, great promo? Or is it he simply still not get it?
It's just trash. I'm tired of Dolph. He going down the Troy Ave lane. And this is what's going to happen to him when he start releasing albums. He's going to see that he's only selling 3 to 5,000. Quit playing, man. Like, don't nobody want to see you play and release bulletproof paraphernalia. Like, don't nobody want to see this, dude. Like, who cares? You done got shot at 3 times, damn near killed. Last time you got shot in your ass. I'm tired of talking about Dolph. I ain't gonna lie.
I'ma say this. The promo is brilliant, though.
It's brilliant?
It would have been even better if it would have came with the Bulletproof album 6 months ago. I don't know if he was sitting on that hoping he'd get shot at so he could release it. But, hey, it happened that way. For the record, no, the vest is not actually bulletproof. The actual pieces of the vest that make a vest bulletproof are not included, but you can go buy them separately if you like.
Why is this brilliant?
I mean, it's creative because
it's
nobody's
not.
Done it.
It's really not. Though.
Nobody's done it.
It's bullshit.
Has anybody? But niggas have rocked bulletproof vest as fashion. Pac, 50. Niggas have done it, but nobody has made merch out of it that I can recall.
Bro, 2 weeks ago, you bitched and complained about Wiz Khalifa doing the smoke thing at the Pirates game because there were kids there.
Absolutely. That was
so you're telling me that you want your kids buying Young Dolph merch. Went walking around with, oh, this is dope because, like, come on. He ain't selling this to adults, dude.
This is not going to
me and you. Me and you not buying this.
Of course
so
not.
So kids are buying this. So you telling me that you want kids walking around in bulletproof alleged vests thinking that it's cool to get shot in your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, like, you just shitted on Wiz Khalifa for this 2 weeks ago, bro.
Yeah, because he was just deliberately in front
this
of kids
deliberate as well.
Doing something
bruh,
for grown folks.
He's selling bulletproof vest
hey, man.
As a marketing campaign.
Hey.
This is deliberate as well. I would say that's a lot less hurtful than weed. Would you not?
A lot less hurtful?
Yes, a lot less hurtful. Do you not understand? Like, a lot
then
less
weed,
hurtful.
That means you're saying that his thing.
I'm saying I would rather my kids smoke a joint
exactly.
than get shot. Yes.
That's where you fucked up.
That's why I fucked up?
Yes.
You would rather your kid be shot than smoke a joint?
No, I'm saying.
No, what?
You claim that it was less hurtful than weed, and you meant that the other way around. But that's another story.
Oh, my
the,
God.
The vest is killing. I might order one. Fuck you.
The vest is killing.
I might wear it to the club this weekend,
but we wanted Wiz Khalifa out of Pennsylvania. Allegedly. We were running him out of here for the weed, but you're rocking bulletproof vest.
Yeah, as an adult.
In support of Young Dolph.
Yes, as a grown man, I might rock it.
That's insane.
With some Tims.
That's insane.
You
might as well just get your OG unit vest, dude.
I don't want them.
Why not? It's the same thing.
No, that's some slow.
This ain't bulletproof. Run around and do what Dolph do and try to get shot in that thing he sell you. See if you live to tell about it.
Enough Dolph talk. I had to bring that up, though.
That's a bullshit marketing scheme, and you know it.
Nah, it's dope. All right, moving on. My guy Puff, fresh off the Revolt weekend. He shook it as usual. He's back in the news. This time, he's talking NFL. He said he once grew up wanting to own an NFL team. That was a dream of his. Now, we done leveled up on that dream. He wants to actually own a football league. Now, in coinciding with that, Master P also said he would like to reach out to Cap about starting his own league. Now, let's just jump in the hypothetical machine.
Okay.
What are the chances that something like this, either an artist or mogul, starting their own football league?
I would say the slim to none, because I don't know what the pull would be to get athletes from the NFL to a Master P, a Puff Daddy football league. Like they tried the XFL with Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon has a successful business.
Right.
This makes a lot of money, and he was able to fund the XFL. So if it's been tried before, I'm not sure how it would work if Puff and P did it, unless Puff and P were able to recruit other people that are in the same tax bracket as them, Jay-Z, Russell Simmons, people like this,
mm-hmm.
and all make that a league where it's popular for players to say, hey, I would choose this to play in over the NFL. Now, you're not going to get everybody at the beginning, but if you got enough popular people to start it off, a Jay-Z, a Master P, a Baby, a Puff Daddy. If you include all of these people that most of these guys that play this game look up to, then I feel like you might have a chance. If you don't do that, if you just Puff saying, I want to start an NFL, it's going to look like a gimmick.
Yeah, see, that's gimmick is the word. You said that Vince McMahon tried the XFL. He had several gimmicks in that. That's why nobody took it seriously. I feel like if you try not to reinvent the damn wheel, and it's going to take more than just bread and faces. Like, let's be very clear. What you're going to have to do is woo some of those executives that work at the NFL office. Maybe there's a young boy that's been interning up there for a while. He's a soaked up game. Maybe you can woo him the same way Adidas done woo people from Nike. Now they winning. That's how you got to do. You woo people from the competition that are seasoned. Maybe that got young ideas. and you take that and try to build something small, like Ice Cube League. Maybe 10 years from now, Ice Cube got about 15, 20 teams.
Tough.
Maybe it's a full season. Like, you never know. But if you start off small, maybe you get the top college players that maybe didn't make it. Maybe you get some of the practice squad guys that didn't make it all the way in the NFL. Some of those guys turn out to be cold anyway. So maybe they can turn out to be cold in your Puff Daddy League. Like, but I think people have to get past their egos and wanting to be the face of it. I just don't see Puff, Jay, P. They all want to be the man, dude. Mm. They want a Kyrie, dude. They want to go to their own team. They want to be the man. They want it to all look like they're responsible for it without saying I'm responsible for it.
And that's a good point in saying that they want to be the man, but what people have to understand is what the man is. There are 32 owners in the NFL. All of them want to be the man, too.
True.
You see what I'm saying? Like, Jerry Jones.
Well, they want that trophy at the end of the year.
Exactly. Jerry Jones may be the most popular owner in the NFL, but guess what? All of them getting the same cut at the end of the year.
Right.
So I say that to say, like, we as a people probably take too much stake into how are people going to perceive me if I do this. If right. I'm Jay and I partner with Puff and I partner with Baby and I partner with these other people, how will people perceive me in this?
As a boss.
Well, or if it fails, why did you do that?
He's failed before.
Nah, because, okay. Jay? Like,
Yeah, ain't undefeated.
You're right. He's failed before, but if they were to do something in this big, if it fails, it's a lot bigger than any other failure that he's had.
Sure.
Right?
That's, yeah.
Like, I was listening to a podcast where Mar was talking, and he was saying one of his favorite moments in hip-hop was when Jay was in an elevator with Solange and Beyonce. And the reason that he said that, because he know Jay. And he was like, that was the first time I ever seen him look human.
Right.
Like deflecting Solange blows. Like, I ain't never seen him move that fast.
Right.
That's what he said. So, with that being said, and how it correlates to my point is, I don't care if Jay, Dr. Dre, Puff Daddy, give me another name.
Birdman.
Like, I don't care if they get together, try XFL, and feel like Vince McMahon. What I do care is they put all their differences aside, like what we were saying, and try that shit. I don't care if it falls on his face, dude.
I don't think nobody does.
At least you tried that shit.
Right. I don't think nobody does. I think they've built up enough equity over the years.
But I think they care that people think that if they got together and failed, it would be like an ultimate like hit to us.
I don't think
that's it.
I don't think that any one of those people we named are afraid of failure at all, dude. I think they're past that point.
I'm talking about collective failure, though. If all four of our brilliant minds can't get together and do this, then who can? You see what I'm saying?
I see what
you see
saying.
What I'm saying? Like, I can like if me and if I do something and I fail and I be like, I get that. I know where I was lacking at. But if me and like let's say you, who I expect to be helping me in our business endeavors, like if me and you both get there and we both feel that's gonna hit me harder than
it's discouraging.
Dolo. Exactly. Because I had another mind in there, I had somebody else who I feel like is successful in there, and both of us couldn't figure it out.
That's
you
true.
What I'm saying?
I mean, listen, they gotta take the mantra, man, I will not lose. Jay Puff, I believe they've got the infrastructure in place. Beyonce put in some bread. The bread I don't think would be hard.
Beyonce ain't got nothing to say. Now the bread ain't gonna, like the
bread,
like
the bread
is cool.
The bread part is fine.
Well, like who's the most popular black player in the NFL? Odell.
Yeah.
So if they get Odell, it's a wrap. And Odell want the biggest contract in the NFL. So if Jay Puff, Dre, and whoever it may be that was black and six, Oprah wanted to start a black NFL league, and they be like, "Look, Odell, we're gonna give you this many million to come play in our league," he'll do it because he about that life.
That's true.
I feel like.
Especially if it's guaranteed money.
Right. So like,
what if they switch that up, though? Guaranteed money.
That'd be hard. And then you're going to have the players from college going there and the players from the NFL, the contracts are ending. Like, fuck this. I'm going to play there.
That should be crazy. Start off small. Plant them seeds early, man.
Like
that's all I'm saying.
Six teams. That's all we need. First.
Plant the seeds. Six teams on some Negro League shit. That'll be dope.
I'm fucking with
it. All right, man. Before we hit this music break, my guy, Vic Mensa, took to Twitter. Threw a little tease out there with this tweet. He said, "I know y'all love freestyles. Maybe I should do a tape with DJ Drama." Now, of course, that's a major tease, saying that possibly a Gangsta Grillz project is around the corner. Personally, I need that in my life. But let's just get to thinking, man. If Vic Mensa, Gangsta Grillz aside, what artist that has never done a Gangsta Grillz?
I used to throw that in there.
You like I threw that in there?
That's bullshit. Because I had an answer, and now you want to throw that in there.
Yeah, you don't cheat code and give me somebody that's already done a fucking Gangsta Grills, dude. Fuck. Whether they have or they haven't, what artist would you like to hear Gangsta Grills from in 2017?
All right, so now you want to throw the cheat code in there and say, well, that hasn't done the one. I was going to say Jeezy.
Man, you don't want to hear that in
2017,
I do want to
hear Jeezy in 2017 because I feel like it will rekindle a feeling.
Fuck
I feel like Drama and Jeezy back together would have done it.
But that should have been that should have been in your whip for about 2 weekends, bro. It'd been a rap.
I would have listened to it though. I'm not listening to this Gangsta Grills with him and Vic Mensa.
You crazy as fuck. Have you heard Vic Mensa on Jack Beats before?
Bruh, I like Vic Mensa.
Are you serious?
I like him. I mean, but a Gangsta Grill, I'm not signing up for that. I don't want to hit it off the Wham. So if I had to do one that I haven't heard before, I'm gonna say my boy Sauce Walker. I feel like Drama coming in over his beats and how he rap and what it reminds me of, I feel like it probably will be something that I'll check out.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. now, what I would say, because what makes a Gangsta Grill so dope is that you get a mix of original shit. It takes it back to the essence. You get a mix of original shit and you get a mix of Jack beats. Drama got the connects to all the fire instrumentals out here. So he can get people on those instrumentals that nobody else has jumped on. That's what make the Dedication so dope. That's what make the fucking Fabulous joint so dope. Mm-hmm. And then he also turns around and gets people that you would unlikely think that would work with him on this type of shit. That's why you got the little brother Gangsta Grills, the Lupe, and the Pharrells. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, Dave East would make the perfect Gangsta Grills. I got Jack Beats. He gonna murder. Mm. Original shits that probably should have been on that last project. Because that was one of my more disappointing projects of the year, but that's another story. We'll say that for the year end review.
Don't do the Davies like it.
But it was some little cool. But that's a nigga that can take off on Jack Beats and create good enough original content and maybe even weave a story through the whole thing. Like, that should've be fire. My sleeper would be XXXTentacion though. I think he might be able to do something dope with him too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Them two Gangsta Grills, of course, Freddie
Gibbs.
You're
too old for that.
That's not true.
You're too old to want an XX extension. If I had a sleeper for Gangsta Grills.
That'd be dope.
Shut up.
I'm saying.
Let me lose my train of thought.
Vic Mensa, too. I need that Vic Mensa, though. Real shit.
You don't need a Vic Mensa Gangsta Grills or an XX extension.
But you want a Jeezy in 2017, yes. 2018? No, the fuck
you don't.
That's
what made the brand hot.
Who cares?
Double back, rekindle that old feeling. You know what?
Who?
People gonna hate me for this.
Oh, man, just stop where you are.
Come on with the Rallo. Come on with that Rallo Gangsta Grills.
Man, you
dude.
Don't listen to his current shit, it's dude. True. Why would I want you don't listen to his current shit? Why would you listen to a Gangsta Grills?
Nah, I'm bullshit. But I ain't gonna lie. If I'd really had to, if I was trying to bring Gangsta Grills back, if I was DJ Drama and I wanted something to like make my brand pop, I would select one of the Migos.
Now that'd be hard.
You know what I'm saying? If it was a Quavo, if it was an Offset, if it was a
Takeoff,
one of those Gangsta Grills, I'd do that.
I'm with
that,
though.
Just to get them the whole platform. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
With different features and all that good shit. So that's
Jack
what I
would Beats
do.
Mixed Tough. In with
like,
some original joints.
Go on and make yourself an individual. Whoever you going to be. If it's going to be Quavo, Offset, Takeoff, whoever it's going to be, y'all do it. Do it right. Jack the beats. Get the features Tough. On here and shake it.
An Offset Gangsta Grill would be dope. That would change. Yeah. That would be on point.
Get the
point
Cardi
right
B
now.
Feature? Let's Tough. Go.
That's for
Remix
you.
Remix Bodak Yellow?
I don't
want to
hear Cardi
Come
B
on,
feature.
Dog.
That's for you.
Yeah, Cardi B on that, though.
That's
what's gonna make it over the top.
I need a Fab Gangsta Grills right now too. I would listen to that There Is No Competition. He was spitting.
He did that though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's done There's No Competition
bruh,
1, 2, and 3.
I don't know why y'all niggas waiting on Fab albums.
That nigga cold, bro. Did you see his jersey? The Freddy Krueger jersey?
I did not.
Yeah, the Brooklyn jersey in number 2, but it had Krueger on the back. That motherfucker was hard.
Fab needed to just like retire from music and just do fashion shit.
That shit was hard as fuck.
He the most innovative fashion dude in the rap
behind me.
No, you ain't even in contention, bro. All
right, man, music break. You're informing me that this is the hottest song coming out of Memphis.
I heard it was cracking, man. DJ Cotton, let us know. I heard this was what it was in Memphis, though.
Block Boy JB.
Young Block Boy.
It's called Shoot.
Start like his belly, you singing out Kelly, you play and get deadly, his burger no jelly, I'm counting up Fetty, you talking already, I pull up with choppers that come on Mercedes, I'm fucking on Betty, her head got me steady, I call her the Caesars, that bitch out of ready, my gun in the Caesars, that bitch out of ready, I done my little bitch, now that bitch out of jealous. Hold up, let me cut my breath. Shoot a nigga till he dead and say he killed himself. Fill him up a hole like a criminal. Paralyzed waist down, now he can't feel himself. Right with my guy, man, I swear it ain't nothing else. Freaking bitch, I make her touch herself. I'm ballin' and tryin' like fuck a real. Leave his ass stuck out, blow him like bad, bro. Whoa, 007 hit him with a whip and got her. Go, when the police come, dip on the ground. Got the hundred, some on, now look around. Little bitty boy, you still eat off the ground. You see them patients, they up on the ground. Shh, don't make a sound.
Shoot, man. That was Block Boy JB, Shoot, represent Memphis. They saying that's the hottest song in Memphis right now. We need someone to confirm or deny that. How you feel about that, Block Boy JB?
It has to be hotter than Black Youngster.
Mm-hmm. And so that's better than anything you've heard of Black Youngsters, what you're saying?
I ain't say that.
Okay.
I'm saying it's got to be hotter right now than any of that. I mean, I ain't going to say I like it, but it's cool. I could see how it would be popping amongst the youngsters right now.
Teen Night, that's going to shake.
Yeah, tough.
Teen Night in Memphis, that's going to shake that. I can
all
see
day,
that.
Every day.
It sounded very underground. I'm not mad at that. I actually kind of like when shit sound underground like
YouTube
that.
YouTube video got 2 million views.
Oh, that's what he doing his thing then. Shout out to Black Boy JB. We need confirmation on how hot this actually is in Memphis.
That's a fact.
All right, we're back. Now look, Animal_Brown. Follow your boy on all social media.
Nobody got underscores no more. But y'all also go check out the Rap Chat on Facebook, man, and join the conversation. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking about hip hop. We want to have a conversation with you guys, as well as involve all the rest of the On Deckers in that conversation. So y'all make sure y'all provide that content right there on Facebook at the Rap Chat.
Absolutely. Now, we talked about the homie Lil B getting jumped by about,
it's not the homie,
what seemed like 30 people.
Stop.
Which got us thinking, man, what were some of the more recent scuffles in hip hop history?
Scuffles.
The word scuffle is hilarious. And we came up with a handful. We got five in an honorable mention. Five in a bonus. So which one you want to take it to first, dude? You want to go Joe Budden? He the most relevant person on this list right now.
Joe Budden the most relevant person?
Okay, no, he's not, but he's relevant in today's standards.
I mean, we can start though.
A lot of people don't remember.
They referenced this on Everyday Struggle earlier this week when he got into it with Wu-Tang about some comments that he had.
Yeah, yeah, man. Him and Raekwon, man. And really, it was him and Raekwon's crew in 2009.
AKA niggas that about their life.
Absolutely. They were at the Rock the Bells tour in L.A. And Joe, how it started was that Joe questioned Method Man's spot on Vibe's top 50 MC list. He was like, come on, y'all. Like, really? And Raekwon was like, we're probably going to have to see you about that eventually at some point in time. And that time happened at the Rock the Bells tour. Allegedly, one of Raekwon's people fired on Joe Budden right in his grill. How do we know this? Because Joe Budden took to vlogging later that night, holding an ice pack to his eye. Class, now infamous ice pack he held to his eye. we never got footage of it, so we really don't know how exactly it went down.
We never got footage of the fight, but the right. Ice pack is online.
The ice pack is online right now.
Strong.
As we speak.
Okay.
Now, they did end up squashing it. Raekwon said, look, man, Joe Budden is Family Guy. We're not out here in these streets like that no more. Well wishes to the homie Joe Budden.
You got to say that to beat the charges, though.
You beat charges that way?
Yeah.
So that's all PNB yeah. Rock and A Boogie got to say?
Tough.
Oh, okay. That's simple enough.
That's what they do that for. So if the state want to press charges and Lil B don't, then y'all got this, hey, we're all good, man. I don't know what y'all talking about. It wasn't
gotcha.
Me. It wasn't us. What I will say is that Joe Budden's, like you said, he felt like that he was out of line in what he said about what Method Man.
Yeah.
And Method Man was a part of Wu-Tang, which is why Raekwon was affiliated with this. My question to you is it okay for you to whoop somebody's ass for talking about somebody in your crew and their placement on a list? Is it like a Wu-Tang thing? Is it a hip-hop thing? Like, what do you think that is?
It depends. Now, it depends on how maliciously he was talking about Method Man.
Well, he just said he didn't deserve to be on the list, right?
I mean, I don't recall exactly what the fuck he said.
Well, I know you don't recall exactly, but that's what it's allegedly about, though.
If he would have said, man, nigga, met the man, the worst motherfucker ever on earth. Why the fuck is he on this list? Get him the fuck off of this. Now, if you're doing all that. Nah, it's doing too much.
That's still his opinion, though. Like,
yeah, of course, but you're going about it a whole nother way, though.
Why we got to be so sensitive as black men, as an artist, like, oh, well, man, he can't say that he don't like my shit. If you don't like my shit, I don't give a fuck.
No, it's not that he doesn't like it.
I don't care if somebody come up to us and be like, man, y'all dudes are the worst podcasters ever on earth. Y'all talk about trash. Y'all commercials are trash. Like, I don't care. Then don't listen, dude. Don't leave no review. Don't rate. Like, don't like. I'm not going to get my guys from back home to come whoop you for that.
But what I'm saying is, if somebody from back home did not like that and knew us and were that close to us, right, and took it upon themselves to dot somebody's eye.
That ain't on me. You gotta know it. You gotta know that before you make them comments.
That's what I'm saying. So, but you should know. I know Wu-Tang wrote
On them every time on this.
But I wouldn't be malicious in what I'm saying. Saying I don't like your album is one thing. Saying, man, nigga, your album the fucking worst garbage shit of all you do all that.
Let me ask you this. Would you respect it if they came to you? Like, let's say we were out in this On Deck TV podcast. We're doing a live podcast. It's known. We don't really fuck with Wu-Tang. Like, we're from the South. We fuck with No Limit as opposed to them. So if somebody tried to step to you about that, how would you handle that?
That would be corny.
Really? That's the same thing they did to Joe Buttons.
Nigga, is the nigga stepping to me from Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
He's affiliated.
Dude. I thought you just, he's affiliated.
No random ass nigga.
Oh, okay.
He ain't doing that. He's going to get his ass whooped through the floor. I'm talking about if it was, like, if Raekwon came to you or, like, one of the, like, GZA, I don't know. Like, I don't know Wu-Tang. Clearly. I'm saying if they came in, like, we don't like y'all's perspective on us. As would, Southern podcasters.
That would be so corny.
I ain't saying it wouldn't be
corny. I'd be like, bruh, like, come on, my nigga. I don't like y'all's perspective.
I'm going to hit him. Fuck him. I'm sparking it off. Fuck it. No, I'm just playing. Don't come to me with that bullshit, man.
Moving on.
Now, please just don't come to me with that, though. I don't want to hear it. Like, right. Hey, if we don't like it, it's cool. Like, if you got a problem with us not liking it, just keep it moving. You ain't got to listen to that stuff.
That's funny. Moving on, man. Let's fast forward 2012. Rick Ross and Jeezy. Of course, they were in a heated beef. A lot of people know that. There was tension between those two. A lot of people don't exactly remember where it originated from. Mm-hmm. Of course, Ross's monster hit was BMF back in the day. And obviously, Jeezy was closely affiliated with the group BMF.
He felt like he was flogging.
Absolutely. And how do we know this? Because he released a freestyle over that beat and said this. This works for Baby Blue. How you blowing money fast? You don't know the crew. Oh, you part of the fam? Shit, I never knew. Y'all was supposed to make. Y'all catch that? How you blowing money fast?
And you don't know the crew.
You was down?
I'm BMF, you ain't.
I never knew.
But you got songs.
So, listen, Rick Ross is either Ross or someone in his crew obviously heard this, and it had been on ever since, and things came to a head at the BET Hip Hop Awards down here in the A in 2012, dude. Now, look, they were backstage. There's footage of this.
Yeah, a little shoving match.
A little pushing match. This is a scuffle, right? This is the definition of a little scuffle.
True little scuffle.
All you can really see is somebody getting pushed into, what is that, like a mirror? I don't know what. Somebody got seven years bad luck.
Dog walk you right there in the hallway into the mirror.
And Ross is right there with his shirt off. You can't really see where he kind of came from.
Ross is right there with his shirt off.
He was. That's how you notice him. I didn't really see Jeezy right there, but like it's allegedly some of his crew right there. A lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. Mm-hmm. It was grand opening, grand closing.
Right. And then they went on to do the song War Ready on Mastermind.
Yeah, the resolution definitely happened. Right.
Man, to me, this is just like ego. Like, two artists who are considered to be in the same lane, considered allegedly to have the same background.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it would almost be natural for them to clash at their plateaus in this business, right? And for one of them to be like, I won this, and the other one to be like, I won this. I still don't feel like there was a resolution to this problem, and it probably could pop off if it needed to at any time moving forward. You see, they ain't worked with each other after the War Ready.
Yeah, they have.
What?
Yeah, they did it. They did two songs together.
T.I. came and said that he was the one that broke this beef being squashed. I don't think that it's squashed. I think that Jeezy and Rick Ross are two totally different type of people, and that will forever be a like a underlying factor in their relationship. Yeah, they may be able to be cordial, make music, do 3-4 songs together, but I don't think they'll be cool.
I will say this though. Earlier, was this year or last year when Ross had his Port of Miami 10-year anniversary? He brought Jeezy out, and they did the "Every Day I'm Hustling" remix.
Every day I'm
hustling. So whether it was crew related or, you know, people getting in people's ear, you know how that go, gassing shit up.
Ego.
Yeah, of course, ego. At the end of the day. But I'm glad they squashed that, because beef isn't really just good for business like that. And maybe Jeezy realized that, and why he kind of put that shit to the side and was like, man, fuck it, I'll just work with this nigga. We'll make more money doing this way than us splitting apart.
Jeezy don't get no checks, cash, beef, or Ross.
That's a fact.
At all.
Now, for our next scuffle, same day, same time, same place, 2012 BET Hip Hop Awards Atlanta. After that scuffle, the MMG crew kind of got separated. Like, oh shit, where Gunplay go? Where Ross go? Where Meek go?
Gunplay
ends up outside by the trailers, you know, where all the celebrities are.
Dun, 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 dun.
And he was with his homeboy, and his homeboy had left to go get the car.
Allegedly.
And he looks up, and 50 Cent, Tony Yayo, and about six security guards are walking his way. So Gunplay, and this is all on footage as well, was like, fuck it. He could have ran and jumped the fence, because the fence was kind of short.
Yeah.
If he really just wanted to.
Right.
But fuck it, he ran toward them niggas.
Fuck it.
Like, let's fuck go. It.
Dade County, nigga.
And what ensued,
I ain't gonna lie, if I'm gonna play, like, I would have just ran and grabbed Yayo. If it's like
dog walk Yayo.
Yeah, I just got a dog. I gotta choke him out till they get off of me.
Nah, they gonna do more than get.
You know what I'm saying? But now I'm choking him out. So the longer y'all stomping me and trying to go in on me, I'm choking him out. So he might die. You wanna keep stomping me, or you wanna get your mans right here? I would have went straight for Yayo, because I feel like that he would, like, if it's 50 who doing his steroid stuff and trying to do the movie roles.
Absolutely.
It's Yayo, who probably don't work out, probably don't do that much. And then is he six security guard dudes? I'm rushing Yayo. And I'm grabbing, I'm going and do the little scorpion, little lock on him, going to lock him
while
up. Choking. Yeah, I'm choking him
with.
Out while they dog walking me. I might have a couple black eyes, but he's going to die if y'all continue to do this. Y'all only got a couple minutes to dog me out. I got to choke on him and they're out of this world. Real deal WWF, like, dude. I was like, Yayo would have died that day if they continued to whoop my ass.
Maybe that was his intention, but if you look at the video online, that's not exactly how it went.
He didn't think it out.
It didn't go according to plan, because those were five or six grown men. This wasn't a little B situation where it was teenagers jumping him. These were grown-ass men.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I got to go out to Yayo.
And he was cornered.
Like, 50 ain't really, he probably ain't step up. 50's
calling shots.
Yeah, he ain't step up for the problems.
No.
Yayo feels still, he's probably still feel like he a goon. He about that life. All security right here. I'm going to jump in too. Try to impress 50. Nope, not today. I see you. That's what's gonna happen. I would have choked the shit out of Yayo in the Boston crib, dude, until the police came. Yeah, they tried to kill me, so I tried to kill him.
Speaking of the police, they did intervene and pepper spray everyone.
Gunplay got a charge behind that, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he violated his probation behind
that. Ah, that's ugly. He lost his chain too. He lost his MMG chain behind that as well. But he was, if you listen to Gunplay on interviews, he talked about it on Breakfast Club and on Brilliant Idiots. He was more confused than anything, because he never really was a part of that. He's a part of it by affiliation, but you never heard Gunplay with a 50 Cent verse
before this shit popped off. It ain't got to be that, though. You guilty by association regardless.
So if that would have been Meek Mill, it would have been the same thing?
Tough. Why not? Like, you with MMG.
DJ Khaled, same thing?
Tough.
They'd have been petty. They jumped DJ Khaled, though.
Can't jump DJ.
You can't jump DJ.
I mean,
he got a sod in his hand.
It depends if a sod with him or not. That's what I was going to say. That's the major key right there. If a sod with him, you can't jump him with a sod with him. If he dolo, you got to work him.
DJ Khaled be with his gal in a sod. You can't jump a nigga in front of his gal and a sod.
As long as his gal in the sod ain't with him, you got to work him. He down with it. Fucking. But me, side note, Assad's first birthday party.
Shook.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Come on, man.
How come he never cries? I don't understand.
Assad is a living legend.
Clearly.
At 1 year old. He got one birthday under his belt. He a living legend, dude.
That's a fact.
God, he shakes it.
Him and Lil B.
No, all right. Absolutely not. So disrespectful to Assad.
Moving on, number four. Our number four hip hop scuffle, 2005. Now, T.I. and Lil Flip. Of course, we know they beef. T.I.
Epic.
Yeah, this is classic by now, infamous. T.I. Lil Flip beef. Flip questioned him, calling himself the King of the South. He said the King of the South is really Scarface. T.I. goes to jail. Flip disses him at a show.
Right.
Flip gets out of, I mean, excuse me, T.I. gets out of jail,
and
gets
Flip
word
says
of the
he
diss.
Never did it.
Exactly. Now, T.I. says, okay, then you want to talk shit? I'm going to come to your city.
Shake it.
Go to the radio station.
Shake it.
Shit on you in your city on your radio station.
It's the King of the South, not Atlanta.
Then
too.
I'm going to go to your neighborhood, Cloverland, and I'm going to shoot a video in your neighborhood. So when he went to go do that, Lil Flip also pulled up to the video shoot and was like, what was that shit you was talking on the radio? Because, of course, Lil Flip was in Houston. Where else would he have been?
Okay.
Now, a fight ensues. T.I. later goes on the radio station after the fight and says he whooped Flip's ass and he has it on video.
It was on that Beef CD, right?
Yes.
It was on the Beef DVD.
But we never got the video.
Okay.
By
we
the
got,
way.
We got some of it. You remember the
oh,
dude?
Oh, when
you,
they was yeah, around
the
car.
You remember the dude running around the car?
Tough. Yeah. I do remember that. We did get a little bit of it. But we never actually got saw exactly what happened. Now, they did end up resolving it. Apparently, Jay Prince called a meeting between Flip and T.I. to squash the beef.
The Godfather.
Right, Flip announced that on DJ Vlad a couple years ago.
Of course Flip announced it.
This shit is crazy. I would love to sit down with T.I. one day and just shoot the shit and ask him, hey man, what happened with that shit with Flip, bro?
Yeah, he gonna say that fucking nigga gave me a couple $1 million. Well, actually, no. I mean, if you look, Flip, you probably didn't gotta pay to get that press up off you. Like, he was so washed after T.I. went in on him. Like,
yeah. It was over with musically.
I'm confused to even know how a meeting got set up with Jay Prince.
Don't do Lil Flip like that. Lil Flip was
I'm going to go on and do Lil Flip like that. Like, you talking about T.I.?
That was 20. T.I.
Bro,
he wasn't T.I.
him,
yet,
bro.
Though. He wasn't T.I. yet. He just got out of jail.
Okay, he wasn't Family Hustle T.I.
Yeah, he wasn't fucking Takers.
Nah, you're right. You're right. He wasn't that, but he wasn't Lil Flip.
Lil Flip was huge back then. He was falling off, and
Lil
this helped.
Lil Flip was in over his head back then. He thought that he had the capability to diss somebody like T.I. and back it up, and he didn't. And that's where it backfired on him.
That's right.
Allegedly, it's that Tiny was there at the show, and
right.
He was shooting at her, and she was like, don't you know who my old man is? It's like T.I. He was like, I don't give a fuck.
Nah, it was one of them things where, like, she overheard him say,
nah,
like, fuck T.I., something like
it was
like
one of
that.
Them things where he was trying to get at her.
Why would he do that?
Don't do that. Don't do that. I am Spike Lou.
Why would he try to do
that's
that?
That's Animal underscore Brown. If anybody has any problems with him talking
like
about Tiny.
Know. No, I'm saying
you
like
just
he
said,
don't
why
know
would
that
he do
is.
That like Tiny some slaughter?
No, like he don't know who that is.
He pissing in the bushes. Like
gotcha.
he marking his spot.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you fuck with T.I. I'm popping right now. I got this bullshit single out with LaToya Luckett.
That's Hayden.
Or whatever it may be. And I think that if I come through and try to swoop down, I can take you. Not because you look great, just because you T.I. Gale, and I can be like, oh, I took his Gale.
Okay.
That may have been his motivation. He got shut down real quick. He was mad about it. He went on to say fuck T.I. And his whole career got ruined behind him. That's my synopsis.
Man, yeah. Well, so all of these so far have been squashed, allegedly. Now, moving on to one that is still ongoing. The fifth and final hip-hop scuffle in recent memory.
This still ongoing?
I believe so.
Okay.
Game and 40 Glock.
West Coast beef never die.
Absolutely.
Shout
now, 40 Glock is a rapper from the West Coast.
Shout out to Doughboy and Ricky.
Him and the Game have been going back and forth for years. Again, it came to a head. There's always a moment. In which shit comes, they see each other, and goddammit, that's when shit cracks off. 2012, outside a party in the Hollywood Hills, of all places, the video footage comes out, Game holding the phone in one hand, and the other hand putting the beats on 40 Glock.
That's funny.
Talking shit the entire time.
The beats is fucking hilarious.
Right. Now, 40 Glock says that the reason he was taking those L's was because Game had 100 people with him, and he had the strap on him. Okay. So it wasn't really too much he could do. He was dolo. Now, fast forward just a little bit. Mm. 40 Glock sues the Game for $4.5 million. Pain, suffering, emotional distress, lost earrings.
You can sue people for beating you up?
I mean, yeah, because defamation. Because he filmed it and put it on the internet. Mm. That's where he fucked up. Wow. Now, he actually did win that lawsuit, and they settled out of court for
$3,000. $3,000.
Yeah, $4.5 million all the way down to $3,000.
Shout out to the Game lawyers.
Absolutely.
You can't even pay legal fees with $3,000.
Yeah, that was a waste of time.
All right.
That was like that's just why.
That's
why,
like, yeah, we giving you the benefit of the doubt that you got beat up.
I don't understand why he took it to court. Like, those dudes have beefed ever since. A couple years later, 40 Glock went at Game and his then fiance and kids online to turn around and say that he was hacked.
Wait, what?
Tough.
He talked about Game kids?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And this was before the ass whooping or after?
This was after. Talked about his fiance. Like, it was just, like, these cats, these dudes, just, they not fucking with each other. They're never going to be cool. I'm not sure what 40 Glock is into now. But, bro, like, Game, that shit, though, it was classic because he filmed it himself.
So, you're not coming up to my anything and beating me up with 100 niggas with a cell phone in your hand. It's just not going to happen. Like,
you better put them get-gone boots on.
One, I'm running.
You have to.
Or two, like, you're not going to kill me. I don't care about the strap. Like, that don't matter to me. You're not going to shoot me on camera. You're not doing that. And I don't care how many people you got right there. Like, the strap doesn't matter. So saying he has a gun, that's null and void. But
a gun has always mattered. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about.
Well,
no, I'm saying in that situation, if you're recording it, if you're walking up to me recording, I know you're not recording, you shooting me. If you're the stupidest nigga in the world, then I just signed up for the dumbest beef on earth. You know what I'm saying? So I would expect that I didn't do that, and I'm smart enough to not sign up to a nigga that would shoot me on camera. With that being said, I feel like the 40 Glock bit off more than he could chew. Because Game is a theatrical guy. He here for the shits and giggles. He here for the Instagram live.
This is what started it. This is 2012.
That's what I'm saying.
Early.
He didn't even know he was here for it until he whooped his ass and did it.
Gotcha.
Until he whooped his ass with the camera in his hand and had allegedly 100 guys right there and 40 Glock was running. He seen the response that he got and Game was like, okay, this is what I'm going to live for.
Yeah.
I want to. Slick beef with guys. I want to slick have confrontations with rappers because I know this is going to trigger a response even more so than my music, and I make good music.
Right.
Like, I ain't taking nothing away from him as an artist, but I still feel like that he knows that doing things like this help him out in the long run. Because ain't nobody come running up on Game and beating him up. He's 6'4".
Six two. Nah, he's a big ass. Nah, he about 6'4".
He's about 6'2".
He a big ass.
He about 6'2".
Nah, we see, bruh.
He about 6'2".
He a big ass nigga, bro.
He ain't Sheik Looch.
Nobody is Sheik Looch.
Okay, all right. But as long as I can establish that.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. Shout out to the West Coast, man. It goes down. Now, look, we have a bonus.
What we got?
J. Cole and Diddy.
Petty.
2013.
This is petty right here.
After party of the VMAs. Now, here's the urban legend. Because people strongly believe that this happened, but since there's no footage, you know, people are not going to really just talk about it, then it's like, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Okay, this happened. Puff was in the cup party, super lit, sees Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
This was right around that Control verse. And y'all remember how Kendrick took off on that Control verse? He said he ran New York. Okay. Said he was the king of New York.
Yeah.
Drunk Puff is not going for that.
Okay.
He comes up to Kendrick and says, hey, man, what's this shit you talking about, the King of New York shit?
Then you know what it is, boy.
Nigga, what? Yeah, how on Playboy? What's up with that shit?
Playboy?
J. Cole, who was next to Kendrick, they're like, hold on, man, like, Puff, you wildin'. What the fuck wrong with you, nigga? So he getting in his face. They arguing a little bit, and then allegedly Cole puts hands on Puff. And then, of course, all shit goes to hell. Like, Puff's entourage jump in. Cole entourage jump in. Cole ends up getting thrown out. First of all,
it's Diddy.
Speaking of just sitting down and just
digging into that, like, bro, I would love to sit down with Puff and be like, bro, what happened? Off the record, bro, what happened? Like, real talk. How drunk was you? How many Ciroc's had you had, bro? I need answers, dude.
How many bottles of Ciroc did you have?
How many bottles of that motherfucking Ciroc did you have, fam, for you to have to choke up or fire on or get to fighting with J. Cole, dude? Like, really?
I mean, but Puff, like...
Why J. Cole say something about Kendrick? Why Kendrick...
Nah, but I mean, but this is what Puff do, though. Like, we've heard other stories. Like, I was just listening to a podcast with Big Face Gary on Instagram, and he was saying that he was partying with Puff, Dame, Jay, and he a good friend of Jay. He a good friend of Dame. And he said that they passed the bottle to him, and Puff snatched the bottle and said, I don't drink with the help.
Damn.
Right, I'm saying, like, he was like, nigga, what? He said he got into it with Puff. Like, what the fuck you mean?
Right.
I'm not the help. I'm cool with these. They my boys. And he said Biggs told him the same thing. And he said the next time that he seen Puff, that Puff tried to take him out and treat him to drinks and all this stuff the whole night. With that being said, I feel like that he thought that J. Cole wouldn't be the guy to try him? Wouldn't
mean,
be the
Kendrick?
Guy to respond. No.
Cause he,
I mean, he probably went up. Well, of course, Kendrick. Kendrick definitely not going to do nothing.
Right.
Not saying that he solved anything like that. Kendrick's just smarter than that to, like, smack the shit out of Puff.
I agree.
J. Cole, I don't think he acts more so off emotion. So he would smack Puff or try to and then get handled in the process. Especially going off that Duce. Because Jay was around, so they got to show respect, like he said in the song.
Right.
With that being said, I could see this happening. I could see the whole altercation going down. I don't know why he would necessarily try to stand up for Kendrick, but I could see Cole and Puff getting into it and Puff, like, apologizing. I'm sure they got a great relationship now.
I want Kendrick's perspective.
As far as how this happened and why he did it?
Or just what happened? Well, give me the third perspective, dude. He came up to you. What did Puff say, bro? Was he aggressive? Was he serious? Or was he just fucking with you?
Kendrick, like, what got TDE. Keep it in mind. We got TDE. Like, you're not finna play with us right here. You can say whatever.
Apparently, Puff
want.
Didn't give a shit, dude.
Yeah, you might not now. Wait to get Top Dog on the phone, dude. Like Kendrick say, let's get Top on the phone, dude. Let's see how Puff filled in.
All right, man. As always, join the conversation. Like you said, Facebook, Rap Chat, look it up. Search the group. You'll find it. Let us know. What did you think about some of these scuffles, man? Give us some more classic hip-hop scuffles. We know we didn't touch on all of them.
Which ones y'all see about, man?
We'd be here all night if we touched on all of them. Yeah.
Cam'ron getting whooped. Well, excuse me. Whoa. Cam'ron getting jumped at the Rucker with Jim Jones is a big one.
Oh, because Jim Jones, you can see Jim Jones running.
Tough.
Yeah,
Jim
that
Jones
was interesting.
Got a pirate,
That was before HD, though.
And this is before, I mean, this ain't even a rapper, but Charlamagne gave me a drop. I looked at that today. That was so funny.
Can I get
Charlamagne
a drop?
Face?
Can I get a drop?
Dude, that was funny as hell.
It
go
was.
Ahead.
All right, man, music. Speaking of the West Coast, let's take it to Snoop Dogg. He's got a new joint dropping this Friday. It's an EP. It's called Make America Crip Again. Guess where he got that title from?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this is the title joint from that project, Make America Crip Again. Let's check it out.
As I look around, I see so many millionaires with skin like mine. Don't pretend like I'm with that bullshit your president been tweeting. Them black boys is balling out, the whole block been eating. You punk pigs, we calling out. I'ma line y'all on up, then start my own league. I'ma sign y'all on up. I'm thinking who my heroes be. Thank God for the Negro League. Colin Kaepernick was blackballed. Oh, nigga, please. This still America for 3Ks. Believe that shit. The world is yours, my nigga. So go and see that bitch. Every chance you get, hit that lick and get that shit. Put your name down and your thing down. We gon' make America crap again.
Hey, young world. The world.
Man, that was Snoop D-O-double-Jizzy with his latest joint, Make America Crip Again, off his newest EP, Make America Crip Again. How you feel about the joint, though? That's the question. You fucking with it or not?
I don't need no Make America Crip Again album from Snoop right now. I'd rather him keep funneling players into the football, NFL, and I'd rather him do the Martha Stewart, and I'd rather him do the game show, but I don't need this. Because he just dropped the album, and I ain't saying I don't need him to rap, because that Kool-Aid was banging. But I don't need nothing given viewership or credence to 4 or 5.
What was the song? Did you like the song? What did you think about the song
like,
we just played?
I don't like it.
Fuck.
I don't like anything that had anything to do with that because of the whole message behind it. I don't like
it. Also, you're not listening to the album now is what you're saying.
No.
That's a damn lie. The song was okay. Snoop was ripping it. The hook was terrible. That was simple. You see how I did that? You see how simple that was?
Yeah. You're some slaw, though. I'm not.
The title he's doing that to spark up conversation on outlets in which would not normally pick his project up. CNN is picking his project up because of the title, MSNBC, things of that nature. Snoop Dogg goes at Trump in his new album title. Like, that's so he's getting those looks when normally they would care less.
Cheap, Snoop ain't got to do that. That's what I'm saying. Like we credited him before being one of the most popular rappers. Like, Snoop ain't got to go after Trump to get headlines. Like, you got a talk show, you do a show with Martha Stewart, you got a football league. You ain't got to make America great again. You ain't got to do that.
All right, man, moving on. Before we get out of here, let's take a look at some of these bookings. We haven't done this in a stretch. If you're a loyal On Deck fan, then you know every blue moon we like to check our little booking website here and see what the tickets are going for some of your favorite artists. Who is numero uno on this list?
Your boy Young Dolph with the Bulletproof, man. We're selling the damn flap jackets out here.
50,000, Young Dolph. If you want Young Dolph in your city, it's going to cost you 50 bands.
I ain't doing
period.
That. I ain't doing that.
You're not doing 50,000. He going to bring them out, depending on where you're at.
Is Young Dolph going to bring them out?
Yeah.
Do we got to worry about getting shot?
Probably. But he's going to bring out the people, though.
Fuck out of here, man.
Memphis on here representing.
M-Town is representing. I take the Money Bag Yo and Black Youngster ticket before I take the Young Dolph ticket, though. NBA Youngboy number 2 on here.
Hold on. Money Bag Yo is $37,000 for the record, and Black Youngster is $27,500. No way, Jose.
If they coming out for Dolph, they coming out for them.
fuck out of here.
I promise you that.
My NBA Youngboy, 37.5. Number one, I'm not sure if I believe that. That's a pretty high ticket. But if he is getting that, shout out to him.
38, baby.
But that reminds me, my NBA Youngboy story from last week. Shout out to my homeboy. No names. I'm not getting nobody hemmed up. But my partner was driving NBA Youngboy in the Ville to and from the venue because he was performing for homecoming weekend. Now, very interesting. He picks up Youngboy. Actually, before that, he picked up Cardi B to take her to her place. She had the whole entourage with her. Publicist, stylist, security, management. Whatever a number one artist rides with, she had it. NBA Youngboy, on the other hand, it was him, his girlfriend, and his pistol. Those are the three people accompanying Youngboy. So he goes to the club, walks in with the strap on him. Security like, all right, man, go ahead in. Walks through the crowd, daps up everybody, hey, what it do. Gets on stage, shakes the club. Everybody's fucking with him. He goes off the stage, because this is the trend now, walks through the crowd to perform. Somebody allegedly reaches for his chain. He allegedly didn't like that. May or may not have thrown hands with that person. Then continued to perform like that didn't just happen. Walks and steps on someone's table and performs three songs on somebody else's table. The crowd is going stupid. They're loving this shit. Young boy finally gets his homeboy to pull up to the venue. He tries to get in the club with the strap. Security like, nah, bro, chill out. We let young boy in, but not your ass. He hides the pistol by a car, comes in and kicks it with young boy. We're going to get to that pistol in just a little bit. Don't worry about it. NBA Youngboy calls Moneybag Yo, who was in town. Moneybag Yo pulls up to the club, does about three or four songs on GP. Youngboy is so appreciative of that, that he breaks him off a little bit of change that he made from the show. A little bit of that 37.5 that he made from the show. Real nigga move right there. I can respect that from Youngboy. And they actually eventually go to the studio to work on a collaborative project that you just heard here first on Deck. Now back to that pistol that was left by the vehicle. They go back to retrieve the pistol when they leave the club and it is no longer there. Now, I don't know much about guns. I don't really just fuck with straps like that. But losing one is probably not the best idea. That's my assumption. And actually, didn't something happen to Young Boy and the A over the weekend?
Weird on the street, man. He got to brawling down here at the compound. Somebody tried to play.
Wow.
Yeah, tough. Try to go in for that chain, man. NBA Young Boy is not about that. He He ain't about you trying to test him. He is about that life. And he's showing y'all. So, like, please let it be known. When you're out here and young NBA young boys in your city, don't try it.
Look a couple of those videos up on YouTube and think twice. Yeah. Please.
Check out that 38 baby.
New music out. It's a pretty big weekend, man. Snoop Dogg album dropping. Like we said, Make America Crip Again. You can't wait for that. Also, Big Crit dropping a double album. Forever is a mighty long time.
Don't need that.
Stop. You're checking for a this Big Crit
album. A double album from Big Crit in 2017. We need that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We haven't had a double album in forever. This might be a game changer. Relax. He might bring it back.
Relax.
Also, Yo Gotti, I Still Am is supposed to drop this weekend. Allegedly. I don't know if we're going to get it or not, but he's trying to capitalize off
weekend
that rake it
bulletproof.
Up. Who?
A weekend after Bulletproof.
Nah, that ain't the name of Dolph shit, but yeah, a weekend after Dolph dropped.
Yeah, whatever the name of it is.
Also, Ty Dolla $ign Beach House 3.
Let's go, Ty Dolla $ign.
Also, Young Thug and Future dropped out of nowhere, Super Slimy.
Just because it was those two names, people jumped it up to like overrated status.
That shit was trash, bro.
Like, I've heard people say, oh man, it's dope, it's so dope.
Stop.
I've heard that.
Shit was garbage.
Future ripping it, though.
Yeah, Future shit sound good. I can't listen to Thug, though. I'm not going to lie. I just can't do it. Me, personally. Mm. Also, Tupac Unsung comes on Sunday, talking about his film career and TV career. Mm. That's going to be kind of dope, though.
I ain't a big Unsung fan. Is it dope?
No, Unsung be good as hell.
Yeah, I ain't never watched those.
It just come on TV1, and niggas ain't respecting TV1 like that.
I don't respect TV1 at all.
But Unsung be good as fuck, though. Mm. I'm checking for that. And also, we teased earlier, but Friday, be on the lookout for this feed. Because we have a mashup.
Ooh.
God damn it, me, you, the homie J-Hove, Big Jeff. We talking sports, fashion, and music. Very dope
y'all
episode.
A little bit of everything on one podcast. We hope y'all give us great feedback about that so we can give you more of those.
Absolutely, man. What you got on deck for the weekend?
What's this weekend? Halloween? Man, fuck that. Stranger Things come out this weekend. I'm going to be on that Stranger Things all weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be lit.
Let's go.
I am too. Listen, I'm on the same shit. I'm on that Stranger Things 2 all weekend, and I'm on that Mario Odyssey word to my Switch.
I don't know about all that.
Nerd alert.
Tough.
Anywho, appreciate y'all for listening, man. Same time, same place next week. Chill. Please go to iTunes, like, rate, and subscribe.
Yep, it's the On Deck TV podcast. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.